Eternal Father, we thank you once again for this day, Lord. Thank you for the blessings wherewith you have blessed us. The Sunday school, the morning service, Lord. Thank you for the time we have to rest and take our physical food, Lord. Thank you, O God, once again for your gathering, O God. Gather us together. Thank you for the song of Zion that has been sung to bless your wonderful name. Thank you for the messages that each of those hymns carry. Thank you for special number. Thank you for everyone, Lord. We pray, Father, that our worship will be acceptable before thee, Lord. Bless the song leader. Forgive our shortcomings, Father. Forgive our failure, all our wrongs, all our unbelief. May they come under your blood, Lord. Just as we have sang and we always sing, Lord, we believe you, O God. Help our unbelief, Lord. We know all things are possible if we believe, Lord. The prophet taught us that. We pray, Father, that you will give us that grace to be able to take you at your word. Grant it, eternal Father. Once again, for this 1 hour, O God, as we open your word, Lord, and read from the same, we pray that you give us the context behind that word. Bless our heart, O God. Further your kingdom in our life, Lord. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered like this, Lord, may you bless their gathering. Grant them a wonderful time. Thank you, Father. As we turn the service to you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Lord bless you. And we welcome to this afternoon service. Let's turn our Bible quickly to the book of Matthew chapter 6. We'll read from verse 9. We can have our seat after that, then we'll continue with the rest reading. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Verse 14. Say, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You can please be seated while we turn to the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 24 to 26. Alright, they said, therefore I say unto you, what thing soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and you shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Amen. May the Lord Jesus bless this reading of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Up here with me, I just want to say something. I tried to want to withdraw it, but when it's something is or not, sometimes we can't help it. Let me just say this thing. It's not a doctrine. I will employ of us, when Bible is being read, it's not a time to begin to move up and down. Amen. Because Brother Brown said, if you are in Nigeria and the national anthem is being sung, you dare not walk. Is that correct? But sometimes when we come to church, you know, because God does not kill you, like body keys, you know. Sometimes we take certain things for granted. Let us not have that habit, please. When the Bible is being read, let us give that respect. Just stay where you are. Let that reading go before you now. You know, continue with your moving here and there. Amen. May God bless us in Jesus' name. I want to continue with the message we started on Wednesday on forgiveness. Amen. Forgiveness. Now, if you consider that book of Matthew that we read, Matthew chapter 6, you will see that it was Jesus there that was talking to his disciples. Amen. Jesus was talking to his disciples there, and he was teaching them how to pray. But you wonder, towards the close of that section, he brought in this forgiveness. Why? Why did they bring in that? So it shows that forgiveness could be like a stone, just as we had in the morning, that needs to be rolled away. Amen. Forgiveness can be like an entrance to our prayer answer. Forgiveness can be an entrance to something we are seeking God for. Amen. It can deprive us, it can hinder us from our blessing. That's why sometimes we fall short, we lose sight, we lose the revelation in God's word. Amen. A good example is when he told us, whatsoever you desire, that's Mark chapter 11 that we also read, whatsoever you desire, he said, when you do what? When you pray, do what? Believe. He said, and then you shall have what you want, you are asking for. Then he continued again. He said, what? Forgive. Then you wonder, why is he bringing that in? It shows there is something about forgiveness that he wants us to get. Amen. Now, I try to check the meaning of forgiveness, though I couldn't get a Webster dictionary meaning of it, but I just Google search. And it said forgiveness is the act of letting go of resentment. Amen. Letting go of a hurt and extending understanding to someone who has wronged you. Amen. You put yourself in the person's shoe. That what if this was me? I might not know. I might be so ignorant. But if it was me, how will I react to that person? Or if it was me in that person's shoe, how will I expect someone to react to me? Amen. So that I don't, you know, create resentment. I don't create hurt. I don't create, you know, ill feeling towards my brother, towards my sister. Why is it that when the minister sometimes come behind the pulpit, you see the place begin to get tense? Let me tell you why. It is because we lack forgiveness. That's just simple. Sometimes you see the preacher, some people, maybe he's going to talk about me this afternoon. Nobody will talk about you. Nobody has the time. We are only talking about God, the grace of God, the mercy of God. So don't be under pressure. Maybe we'll talk about me. No. It's God that we're going to talk about, but maybe along the line, God call your name. That's okay, that's fine. It shows that he loves you. It shows that he loves me. It shows that he wants to forgive you. See, because he doesn't want you just to serve him in vain. He doesn't just want you to do things anyhow. May God help us. Now, on Wednesday, no way, we went further and we read from the message pattern, where the prophet was saying there in that message, about a man, you know, that done wrong and was put in the prison and to be fired by firing squad. And he had a very good friend. Amen. It's good to have good friends. He had a very good friend that loved him and went to plead his case for him, you know, with the president. And explain to the president, my friend, this and this and this is the matter. Mr. President, please, if you will just forgive my friend. And the president said, okay, that's fine. But how do I do it now? Say, you can just write pardon. I will take it to him. I'll take it to the president. I'll give them so that they don't kill him. Tomorrow they want to kill him. Mr. President, please, just do something for me. And president, what was that? Okay, give me a sheet of paper there. And maybe just carry his Bible. I just will pardon. Sign. President of the United States. Oh, yeah. Take it. Go and give your friend. The Bible said they went to the prison and they handed over it to the friend. He said, take. The president said, you are forgiven. And that one said, are you mocking me? If a whole president will send my pardon, it should be in the letterhead of the United States of America. And yet, it will have United States logo. You think I am an ignorant man? It should come, in fact, in a sealed envelope. You now bring a plain sheet and say, my friend, if you want to mock me, not this time that you know I'm dying. Please, take this thing away from me. And the friend, you say, no, I mean, this is the president. Look at the signature. Take this thing away. You just throw it. You see how our attitude many times can just hinder us? The man did not even forgive himself. That was the problem. Because he was already nervous. So there was nothing anybody would say at that point. He could not even just absorb it. Maybe we're waiting if he, perhaps, only God knows, if the president himself would have come, we don't know what sign he gave. And the friend said, no. He said, please, just, Well, since the person that the pardon was given to has refused the pardon, Ram said the following morning, he was fired and he died. Then this is where I went back to presidency. Yeah, he my friend. I'll take this case to the court. It's okay, that's fine. You can take it to the court, let's hear the judges. And the lawyers, of course, everybody, when they see president case, they are very careful. They will carry no doubts, carry all their attack, bring it down. This is presidency. President forgive a man, and we give the man. What will we do? They will check. The man said, after every up and down, they look at it here, they look at it there. They came out with a verdict. And what was it? That a pardon is not a pardon, except it is what? Accepted by who he was given to. And president did not do anything. This is true. I pardoned the man. But since you said he refused the pardon, there's nothing I can do. Uncle Fred, and as are many people, are just wasting themselves. Jesus said, I have forgiven you. Go and sin no more. But you say, no, I still have the sin. That's why some people come to church. Hey, maybe they will talk about thief today. Are you a thief? Are you not forgiven? If you have sinned before, and you have repented, are you still a thief? Maybe they are going to talk about fornicator today. It's me they are talking about. You have not forgiven yourself. Are you still a fornicator? Or maybe they'll talk about adultery. Are you still an adulterer? You have not forgiven yourself. Oh, a fight. It's me they are talking about today. You have not forgiven yourself. May God help us. That's why we said that Wednesday that you cannot give forgiveness to another person if you yourself have not experienced it. Amen. And I know in the prayer on Wednesday when Pastor was praying, Pastor just mentioned, the account of the prophet. And I would like to read that quote. Having conference, preached 1960-06-08, the experience of Brother Brown before he was converted, which can happen to any natural man. Just, I'm so sorry I said just. It's not just. A dog is a living thing. If you keep my dog, me I might forgive you. But you do it to another person, the person might not forgive you, just like the prophet, before God gave him. Having conference, 1960-06-08, paragraph 230. Ram said he had this old dog by the name of Freeze that he used to take to hunt.
Yeah.
He said, and just then, and look years ago, I used to have an old hunting dog. His name was Fritz. And it was half Arabia and half Newfoundland. It was a great big dog. For those of us that have dogs, you know, especially those German Shepherd or your Pit Bull, you know how massive they can be. Or Neapolitan Mastiff with a big head. And somebody just killed that your dog. For those of us that love dogs, it will pain you. You know? As the prophet said, he used to go everywhere he goes, he goes with this dog. I used to go with him, he goes with me, he used to go with me everywhere when I go hunting. And the best hunting I ever had, he will lay with me, just like a friend. You know? And he will put, you see, he will lay with me and he puts me in school clothes from hunting. Trained opossum and chunks, and what more I trap. And so, he just kept me in school clothes. And I'll leave him anywhere, he will find his way home. So lovely thing. And one day, when we moved in the city, a policeman come back and throw a dog bottle in the yard. For whatever reason, what would have happened, why that man would have decided to poison the dog, Holy God knows, and killed it. How the prophet even knew about it, I don't know. But he knew that it was that man. I will deal with it. But remember, as we said on Wednesday, somebody is the one that said he has vengeance. And who is that? God. He said, vengeance is mine. Can we have that? Romans chapter 12 and verse 19. He said, vengeance is mine, and I will do what? I will repay. So don't somebody do you like this, you want to do back. Mm-mm, it is not your property. The person that owns it is who? The Lord. He said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. O tem mole, o fulminishe, o guami. It's not, don't do. Do me, I do you, man of the best. That's the word the song, they say the word, say. But you go by verse. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place what? Unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is what? Is man. Like we say on Wednesday, let God fight the battle. Vengeance is man. I will do what? I will repay. So vengeance is not our property. Pastor Shemiba, if not my shit, me father. On Waja alone, there's another book we will read. You are looking for trouble with God. Because it's not your property. You are taking somebody's property. And who is the person? He says, see it the Lord. Amen. Now let's come back to the quote of the prophet. Perhaps you see this man, he throw the dog button in the yard and kill him. And when I come home, I bury it. I was just about 16, 17 years old. When I parted a little bit of that in there, you know, I said, freeze. I will kill that man for that. Went in the house and I got my rifle and I started down to the police station. He knew the station the man was. Of course, he knows his tag, he knows maybe it's LALA headquarters. But pocket the thief. Like some of us used to say, oh God, have mercy on me. I had a friend, as Sophie was talking about a math teacher this morning, I remember in protect teacher. That man, this guy will, if you just miss TD, he will tell you to do your hand like this. And put Bible in every hole. You are to put 5 Bible. And the man will say, hit it on his head. So ignorant, we thought we were doing the man bad. We'll slam him very hard. Wow! You know, it's very painful. And one day I said, the way this man is to punish us, God, if I go up, I will buy God, I will shoot him. Yeah. Sometimes it will just give us punishment. You get to the school 7:30 or 7:31. That man is so principled. He will tell you, oh, I think Protolu is here. He will tell you from, Protolu was my senior, let's say, when we were in school. There's a place we call it Lagos and Abuja. We start doing from church. What? I look at this. This man is so wicked. If you are a dirty student, they examine your uniform, open the back. Discipline. But today we don't find that at school. So that time, the way they were so tough in my hand, I said, if I catch that in front of the teacher, I will calm that man down. That's between God. I will not do that again. Amen.
Because why?
I now understand that it was just discipline they were trying to put, you know.
And Baba determined he was going to go to the police station and kill the man.
He said that when I got on the road, a little old Ford, you know, there it was licensed at the time. Brought up behind me, it was my father. And he grabbed that rifle out of my hand. He was a little bitty man. Slapped me up outside of the air, said, get in that car. This was the drunken man. What did he do? Slapped him on the head. Get some sense with Abraham. Get inside the car. You want to become a murderer? And I went back. I said, freeze. I went to his grave. Freeze. I promise you, if God won't let me do this one, I will find him on the street. And someday, I will just be driving. I will lose control. I will lose control of my car. I promise you, I will get even with him for killing you. And I meant it. Can you see that? And about a year after that, I was what? Cancer of Calvary. You see, the journey of our life is in the hand of God. Remember the boys that the prophet also wanted to shoot when they were in school? How they mock him and say, you this Kentucky boy. You know, some boys are so wicked. And Baba would say, you okay, I will get you. Please, just allow me. If I can go, I will not. They didn't know what was in his heart. They released it like this. He went to carry the rifle. If not for the mercy of God that was protecting his gift. At about 18 years, Abraham said, I was saved. This very policeman that he wanted to kill, look at what happened. I led this man to God. Not only that, I buried him after he was saved. Mr. Schultz was the name, the police. May God help us. That is what forgiveness can do when he experienced it himself. Remember, we talked about his experience also when he went to a cafeteria where it was also police people with a woman there. And the prophet was looking at these people should be able to maintain law. And look at how they are just, you know, harassing with the woman there. And in his heart, he said he was condemning her. He said, but the job went behind. Somebody called him and said, hey, Willie Brown, come here. Of course, being a prophet, he just showed him, you know, the vision of his life, when he will do something. And he said, you know, was like a bomber. The man said, yeah, like, look, I said, God, you mean I did that and you could forgive me? He said, also, but you couldn't just forgive this woman now. He said, oh, God, just have mercy upon me. Then he went back to the woman and said, a few minutes ago, I was standing there, I was condemning you in my heart. He said, but something said, you know, I should come and straighten this thing out with you. The man said, and we turned that place to what? A prayer meeting. Amen. He didn't just go and say, hey, look at your woman. No, she not like that. Look at you. Just useless your life. That's all that they do here. Just useless your life. And because why? Say himself, he has experienced something. Amen. He has experienced the saving of God. I don't know if I can just get that verse of the Bible now. Yeah. The book of Mark, chapter 2. Let's have Mark, chapter 2. He gave us the account of the servant. Matthew chapter 18, sorry. Matthew chapter 18, I think. Verse 23. Let's have 23. Okay, it says, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which will take account of his servants. 24. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him. That's the verse. Which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not,
For as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be what? Sold. And his wife, and his what? Children. And all that they had, and the payments they made.
This man posted,
the servant then fell down and worshiped him. He said, Lord, how patient will be? I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion. Amen.
Look at this man. I feel sorry for him. Maybe I could have also been like him if God would not help me. He will move and say, okay, release him. Maybe that time they found coffee. Release him, let him go.
And he forgave him his what? His debts.
Look at verse 28. He said, but this same servant that was forgiven,
he went out. He remembered one man. Hey, they owe me 100 naira.
And he found one of his fellow servants that owed him how much? 100.
But he was only how much? 8,000.
Can you see the gap?
You see 10,000. Okay, 10,000, right? We read.
And this is what? 100. Just look at the gap. 9,900. Then he owed this one.
We hold him 100 pence. And he lay hands on him and took him by the throat. Only Lord, he said, what fool will over me? What fool will over me? Said,
but the judge forgave you 10,000.
You cannot forgive 100 pence.
Pay me that was the next verse.
And that fellow servant, the same thing, David G.B. shall me.
He fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. I'm not saying I will not pay, I will pay you.
And he would not, but went and cast him into prison.
But when he was bleeding, they didn't do like that to him. I want all of us to put ourselves in that damn church.
He put him in prison till when?
Till he should do what? Pay the debt.
You know what it is now?
He will be in that prison until somebody that is poor enough come and bail him out.
Now, when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and they came and told their Lord, Oga,
and your God said,
you mean he did that?
Verse 32.
Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, oh, thou wast wicked servant. I forgive thee all thy debts.
This is Jesus speaking to us. But we're putting it in form of parable.
I forgive thee what? All thy debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I have pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due to him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father, are you there now? Do also unto who? You, if you from your heart forgive not what? Everyone is brother. Their what? Are we there?
Let's ask the message, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Preach 1958, September 28th in the morning. The attitude of forgiveness to others. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Preach 1958. I believe God is trying to help somebody today.
You just ever wonder, Jesus telling us to pray? But why did he do this thing about forgiveness?
Paragraph 5.
Why did he put this thing about forgiveness?
The Bible said, but when we come in, we find the little church kind of in a little upset here and here. And some of the members have begun to kind of get a little lukewarm. Pull away all the little enmities against each other. It shouldn't be done.
Can I hear amen?
It shouldn't be done.
What God brought to this world is love. Satan is the one that brought hatred. Satan is the one that brought malice. All these evil things.
Look at it. So among the members, they begin to get lukewarm, pull away only little enmities against each other. What should they be done? And so forth like that. I went around from one to the other till we got this all straightened up now. It is all right, see? And there is nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with any of the members. Are you here now? Excuse me. When the prophet was dealing with the case, and he looked at it, he said, there was nothing wrong with what? Any of the members. They are everyone fine men and what? Fine women. If they could realize, if they could just realize that that is the devil that gets between the people. That's exactly right. It is not the people. Now, if you can let a brother see that, are you here now? Oh, Sister Lagbaja was trying to do something. And in the process of she's doing it, maybe she offend you. I bet you, my brother, tell you, my sister, she might not in her heart want to offend you. Of course, nobody in his right senses will want to offend, except the wrong anointing is on that person. But maybe along the line, you just feel the person has offended you. What did the world say? Call the fellow. Reason out together. You offended me, my sister. If that sister has the spirit of God, what should we say is what? I'm sorry. But you see, this I'm sorry is very expensive. And that is why many problems we carry sometimes 10 years, 20 years. We don't have solution. May God help us. The program says, look at the attitude of forgiveness. When you look at the brother and see that, you see that there, you will hold enmity against the other fellow. You see, it will feel bad when you take that attitude. It will feel, you see, I feel sorry for my brother. See, if he do wrong, why? It wasn't the brother. It was the devil that did that. Amen. Now you say, well, this certain guy did a certain thing. Your brother didn't do that. Maybe somebody is coming to tell me now, brother. Say, oh, but you said this brother didn't like it. I said, no, brother. Do you know what I've done? I've dispelled his mind from evil. That's what the prophet is teaching us. Just as Pastor will tell us, and that's the word. Somebody is coming to tell you a gossip, or maybe something that even happened. Maybe he wants you to take side with him so that two of you now become an enemy to that person. I beg, what do you gain? He's my enemy. Oh yeah, join me. Let us enemy him together. You now become 10. 10 of you become my enemy. May God have mercy. Many things we don't know. That's why we're misbehaving. You say, well, this guy did certain thing. You say, oh, your brother didn't do that. If you're a Christian, that's what you will say. Your brother didn't do that. Your sister didn't do that. Oh, just a bullshit. I said, didn't do it. Ah! He did this so thing. I understand you, my brother, but he didn't do it. Then who did it? It was the devil. If it was you, you allowed the devil so come in you, you might even do worse. Do you know, sis? You are already changing the orientation of that person. See? Rabban says, so don't blame the brother, the sister. Blame who? That is the one who did what? That is the person that caused it. May God help us. Amen. Now, he said that you can't show forgiveness to others if you have not enjoyed it. Is that correct? We've seen an account of a servant that owed his master. His master forgave him. But still, he didn't even forgive. Why? Because a wrong anointing was on him. But as the prophet said, if there be such as that, and he comes to meet you another brother, and say, oh, this certain guy did like this. For example, how could that Joseph did like this to me? Say, you mean for Joseph to do that? That's why you can't trust everybody. You have just taken side. If God does not help you, you might partake in that man's sin. I tell you. But if you say, as the prophet said, no, it's not your brother. It's not for Joseph, it's the devil.
So therefore, the Lord Joseph, yes, if Lord Joseph surrender himself, that's the truth. Then how can we have Lord Joseph? Let us call him. Let us have a conference. Lord Joseph, you offended me. When we did like this, we did like this, you offended me. And I said, oh, well, I didn't mean it that way, I'm sorry. I love you. God bless you. I said, I don't want to shake you. I know you will shake me. You are my brother. Happy every 5 years. You are my brother. We are going to the same heaven. Hallelujah. You love God. Let's go fight. But when he says, and they talk to him, who are you? And you are pouring more fire. What do you say? Who am I? I will show you who am I. I tell you, that's why we see Joseph cases in the church. Sometimes we just close from serving, you see two brethren fighting. Then you think, this is not church we just close from. Sister, I ever saw so many things here. Can you look? We just came out of church. Hey, but I ever saw so many things. I'm talking of something I've seen. May God have mercy. Now, from the message, Perfect Faith, 1963-08-25. But Rabbi said, faith is based on forgiveness. Amen. You believe that? We want to have faith. We are all praying, God give me faith. God give me faith. But Rabbi said, this faith that we are asking is based on what? Forgiveness. Amen. Now, faith is based on what? Forgiveness. And then, as we said this morning, trying to get the church into a place to where we will really see the apostolic times. Are we here? Moving among us, that is what we all hunger. Is that not so? And it is just laid right at the door. Are you here? These things that we are asking God for, it is just where? Right at the door. But what is hindering it is unforgiveness. So Lord, this thing I'm asking you for, is it because I didn't forgive this brother? Yes. But wow, how can I forgive this brother? It's just simple. Let go and let go. My mother, forgive her. Lord, can I forgive my mother? Yes, you can forgive her. She did me like this. Yes, you can forgive. Lord, oh God, it's not easy. Then ask me, I'll give you grace. Oh God, my father, I can never forgive that man. Then God will not forgive you too. Ah, God, Joseph, I cannot forgive that my uncle. God will not forgive you. Like I said last week, Wednesday. Do you know what that man did? He killed somebody. It's a bad thing. Is that not so? But if you're a child of God, you will forgive him. Is that correct, sir? Oh yes, if it's a child of God, you forgive. You know the person that killed your mother. You know this man, I ain't killed my mother. As the prophet said, that police that killed his dog. When God come into your heart, and your heart has been transformed, like, you know, Apostle Paul said, transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. You are no more thinking like a rascal boy on the street. Like my in-law will say, hooligans. Hooligans. You don't think like them. You don't reason like them. At that point, you are a gentle Christian man. You can forgive. He said, the man that killed my mother, yes, you forgive. Enough of, like we said on Wednesday, oh, but Joseph, I have the evidence. You don't need that. It will never be evidence, Lord. Which, where do you want to have it? Okay, it is your joy. When you have it, the evidence, they lock the man in the prison, right? That's what you want. Let's answer. Is that not what you want? No, I mean, when we're fighting this, like I was telling somebody, a friend, and I told him, I did the transaction with somebody, and you know, this side, it went very bad. I said, no, I am me. I will be your lawyer. I said, what will you do, man? We arrest him. I said, I cannot arrest him. He said, they will keep on cheating you. I said, he said, you are using church, let it in church, church. I said, no, this is not church. I asked my brother. And then when they cheat you, they go. It's a hard way, is that not so? But we must take that. I think the way with the Lord is far from you. It's not easy, brother. When we look at the life of Brother Stephen,
with the prophet spoke about in the message, let your light so shine.
But I said, how you know that Stephen had encountered God? The same prayer Christ was praying on the cross when they were what? Crucifying him. And bat was taking place. He said, Father, do what? Forgive them. What? Somebody is killing you and you are saying, forgive? If God does not help you, you can't pray that kind of prayer. I tell you, you know that this person, as the prophet said, if he has the opportunity, he will kill you. But you still shaking. God bless you, my brother. And they look at you, this man is mad. He knows what he's doing. But it's somebody that has crossed from death to where? To life. It's somebody that is living in Christ now. He knows. Like Brother said many times, I shake people. He said, I know the one that loves me. I know the one that hates me. But does it stop me from shaking people? Oh, Shalom. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. I love you. Oh, yes. As a child of God, that's what we should do. I know. Amen. Stephen, after I preached, Brother said, the same thing called, they got so mad. And they carried stone. They didn't carry their wife. Did steal their money? No, he was preaching the gospel. And they stole him stone. So look, we have warned you people. But there was a young man by the name of Saul there that afternoon. That why they were stoning, he said, hey, all your clothes that you people are throwing, give it, give me. But while he was collecting it, he was watching that. But the Bible called him a billboard. The Bible said he was looking at Stephen as a billboard, an advertisement. That what? You are killing somebody and he's praying for you? The same prayer Jesus prayed was the same Stephen prayed. He said, Father, forgive them. What? Have you seen some people where they are killing them? Or they are in deep sorrow and they know the man that is causing that. You know, it's just like, I'll share something with my wife. You do, God help us. You do transaction with somebody and the person has committed, you know, promised you, and your mind is there and you carry your money, you put everything, you go, and the next thing you see, I don't know the English word they say, you just got there and you give the person. What? The money wasted. Everything. You call the number. You know me. If God do not help you, the hope will punish you. I tell you. I'm telling you. Hey, if God don't help you. Sometimes people say, you are the one that called me up when I am here. The person will not keep you. Then in the first place, why did you tell me about this transaction? Why did I call? Why do you invite me? And you look, what will I do? For one, I had to write. I said, this is how sometimes you people invite us to yourself. And I said, I'm very sorry, sir, very sorry. I'm just seeing your message now. After how many days? You're just seeing my message now. Maybe something touched the heart by that text I put. I just put this kind of behavior. This is how you invite people to your life. And you will be praying. God will be allowed to go. I know that thing will shake up. But I thank God. I don't know, God have mercy. When we have that nature of Christ in us, we can pray like God, Father, forgive. Even if it's going to cost you something, it's going to cost you whatever you can think of. Are you ready to part that thing? Let it go. For example, you know the man that entered your farm and set it on fire. And you have calculated this farm is going to give me 20 million. God, the next night they come inside this farm, may they jump to our lives. If God do not pray, that's the kind of prayer we are praying. I tell you, if God will pray, say you go go Babalawo, carry juju put inside that farm. I'm telling you. Yes. This is what? Forgiveness. It is very simple, but as simple as it is, it's got a whole lot inside. And that's why Brother Bam said, Faith is based on what?
Forgiveness. May God help us.
Now, you can't enjoy it, just as we said, if you have not experienced it. And if you don't forgive, Jesus said you will be in the danger of hellfire. That we can see in the message by Faith Moses, preached 1958, July 20 in the morning, paragraph 134. Said, if you do not forgive, you will be in the danger of what? Hellfire. This is the word of God. Clear! So, if you are in this life, as Baba used to say, but it's not his word. It's the word of God, the word of the prophet. We don't know when. We don't know where. We don't know how it will come for us. It might be as I'm going out of this door, just like a fellow was showing me something that happened to him. I didn't even know I was something about it. I said, look at my leg. My leg is not straight. What happened? Then he was telling me it is disobedience that caused that thing. I said, if he had known, maybe he would not go out that day. If not God that was rich in mercy, maybe that would have been his end that day. We don't know when. Before that thing happened, he said he had a fight with somebody. The person was trying to take his place. This one, he said, okay, madam, take my place. And the woman that saw the glass of the car enter her head like this. Even way the back of the driver, he said, it's his leg that broke. He didn't even know. He said, when the thing happened, he turned to the woman. If they say now, two of us go, we go meet ourselves somewhere. Then all the fight. Maybe we'll continue there, right? May God help us. That's why we need to think on this thing. Remember, if you don't forgive, you'll be in the danger of hellfire. Now, for Jesus said, if from your heart you don't forgive every person their what? Transgressions. Neither does your heavenly Father do what? It's strong, brother, sister. So it means that, let me put it this way. So is God trying to say, before he can forgive me, I have to forgive my brother?
No.
I want to tell you that his own forgiveness, he has even done in advance. You believe that? He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for what? Your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was what? Upon him. Remember, so while he was on the cross, dual purposes were happening there. He died for the forgiveness of your sin and for what? The healing of your body. So he has done completed that. He has forgiven you long ago. He has healed you long. All those things are past things. But if you now you are in view, somebody offended you, and you can't just forgive him. You can't just forgive her. How do you expect God the day that you steal and nobody knows that you steal? And you expect God to forgive you? Your sister, your brother, you look at me. Yeah! How do you expect God to forgive you? The day you carry somebody's Bible and he's looking for that Bible. Oh, where's my Bible? It's not me. It's not me. And you know it's you. It's not me. We search your bag and see the Bible in the back. Then you come of age, maybe like some of us. You understand good and bad. I say, Lord, I give my life to you today. And not the atrocity that you have done. Somebody will forgive you. Because the person that can forgive sin is God. Amen. I will know God, forgive me, forgive me. Ah, but that teacher, if I get God, I will shoot him. You are not ready. Ah, that brother in the church, I will not forgive him. That thing that he do me, I can't forgive him. Ah, that sister, the way he do me, I know he chop my money. Ah, I will not forgive her. But did you tell pastor, when you were playing the game too, may God help us. Amen. I thought I was going scratchy. Yeah! Those are our secret life. We go, pastor does not see. Mommy does not see. Daddy does not see. But there is an OCI that is in us. When you enter that restaurant with that boy, and God just catches a picture. and you come to church,
all of us being so pious, wonderful brother, you come to sing very fine.
When you know yourself,
I know myself.
And they go somebody and say,
we will not forgive that brother.
It means you yourself have not experienced forgiveness. The one God that you did, maybe it's more than that brother's fault.
May God help us.
Now, he said, if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither does your heavenly Father forgive you. So, get that close. If there is one ought in your heart, if there is one ought in your heart against any person, you see how the prophet put it? Against what? Any person. And maybe I should just close off that. Let's examine ourselves. It's very simple, this message that Jesus was trying to pass to the disciples. But as simple as it is, it's hard for some people. That is those that have not crossed from death to life. Let's ask that quote again, brother. If you have ought, there's ought in your heart against any person. The Bible says, sinner or saint. You are what? You are what? And I don't believe anybody wants to go to hellfire yet.
Oh, yes.
I don't believe anybody wants to be in the danger of hellfire. So why would I have heard this afternoon? Think of these few broken, scattered words. Lord, who is that person that is in my heart that I have ought against? Who is that person that I'm finding very hard to forgive? Maybe I've even discussed with the person and I told the person I forgive him, but I know I cannot forgive that person because anytime I see, there's a way I feel complex. I feel ought within me. I pray that you help me this afternoon. Grant me the grace to forgive. Maybe I've not experienced forgiveness myself. Help me, Father. Young brother, young sister, think on these things. Remember the words of Brother Paul. He said, avenge not yourselves. Because vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He said, I will repay. Just like I said some few times ago, somebody offended you. I know it could be so hard. Maybe the person even took your money. Maybe took your property. Whatever. I say, Abojo, say, I can't forgive. And like I said that day, please, I beg you, find grace, forgive. Because, I mean, time is no more. We don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know how. Find grace, forgive. Because if you do not forgive, God himself will not forgive you. Oh, brother Joseph, can I forgive and not forget it? Yes, you are a human being. You can forgive the person from your heart. Oh, yes. And when maybe you see sometimes those memory comes, but how you know you are forgiven the person? When you see that person, that root of bitterness is no longer there. As the prophet said in that message, Samana Church, say, don't let any root of bitterness spring from your heart. When you see that brother, you see that sister, you are not pretending. As our pastor would say, hello, hello, you know it's a fake call. You don't do that. You go out, you know, go ahead to the brother, go ahead to the sister, embrace him with Christian love. Embrace them with Christian love. But the Bible said, we'll find the apostolic, you know, act once again in our midst. Those things that we are trusting God for, those things that we are begging God to give us, we'll see it right in our midst. While we bring the service to a close, you want to be remembered this afternoon, say, oh God, help me. I do not want to be in the danger of hellfire. Because these words that you have spoken, they are strong words. But I want to examine myself this afternoon. Lord, search me. If there be any root of bitterness, I'm still having somebody in my heart, Lord. Give me the grace to forgive. Give me the grace to let go. Remember what the prophet said? It says sinner or saint. So it is not only church people. It could be in your neighborhood.
It could be in your workplace. It could be in the church. Wherever. Find grace.
You want to be remembered? Why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed? You request the associate pastor to pray for us.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have just listened to, talking about forgiveness. Lord, we know it's a serious test because the words of Christ spoke about it is very strong that if we do not from our hearts forgive everyone that trespass against us, then neither will our Heavenly Father also forgive us. We know, Lord, no one can get to heaven except they are pardoned by you. We pray, dear Father, as you search our hearts with these words, may there be no root of bitterness in the heart of anyone. We pray, dear God, that if that spirit of unforgiving is in the heart of any, may the Holy Spirit carry these words and rightly place in the heart of your children. Lord, that we may obtain grace before you, no matter what anyone has done to us. Your prophet said that if we have Christ inside of us, we can forgive our bitterest enemy. Dear Father, and we have examples. Himself was our example, and Jesus Christ is our example. Stephen, that has been mentioned, is our example. The disciples, most of them were killed, Lord, in a very terrible way. Some fell to lion, some crucified upside down, some in a chamber's way, some tied to animal to be dragged in the street, and so many ways. Even the prophets of the Old Testament, like Jeremiah, spent years in dungeon and the rest of it. Dear Father, well, Lord, we find each of these your children asking for forgiveness for those who have done them these wrongs. The prophet says that your spirit is the same. It will not behave in one person, I mean behave in another one. Dear Father, may we not see such a thing in our life and keep quiet about it. May we cry unto you until such spirit leave us, O Father. We just pray, dear God of heaven, that the Holy Spirit will fill every nook and corner of our hearts. Loving is a clean spirit. It cannot take anything that is dead. Prophet said, it's like a dove. It doesn't eat dirty things because it will kill it. The heart of a Christian, we are told, is also void of these dirty things. We pray that your grace will work upon everyone. Those that have their hands up, my heart, one reason or the other, why they put their hands up, you are the only one that knows. May you attend to their requests. May you grant their prayers, Father. Lord, all of us together, walk upon us and prepare us for that place where you have gone to prepare for us. Because it's a prepared place for a prepared people. You can help your prophet with that level of anger to get to the spot that he said that even if they drag him on the floor around the city, that you will not bother him at all. May your grace be upon every one of us. Jesus told us that if we are slapped on the right, we should turn the left. May we be manifestation of this portion of your word. Thank you, dear Father. As we meditate on these things, may we, O God, see ourselves as a true reflector of your word, O God. Thank you, dear Father. Bless your servant that you have used to bring this word into us. Lord, we pray you replenish him and recall him and lift up the honor of his ministry. We want to humbly ask that as many as you have used one way or the other today to be a blessing unto your children, both those who prayed, those who officiated, both those who play instruments, those that sound special, those that listen, whatever each one has done, the interpreters, those, Lord, at the engine, those at the computer, the online, and everyone, and your servants that suit to preach, bless everyone, dear Father, and replenish and grant unto each one as a habit of you, Lord. May none of you serve you in vain, dear Father. Prepare us for that land, O God. Make all of us ready for that place. When the road will call up yonder, may none of us be wanting there. Thank you, dear Father. This new week and the new month that we have just entered, Lord, may you go before us, dear Father. Give us your blessings. Let it be a week of success, a week of victory, a week of healing, a week of testimonies, a week of blessing both spiritually and physically. Be with students, workers, and business people. May you prosper your people. Rebuke devourers for the sake of your people, Lord. Make a way for each family. Make a way for individuals. As a local assembly, make a way for us, dear Father. Travelers, may you walk upon them, dear God. May all the journeys be safe and smooth to the glory of your name. Heal the sick and the afflicted, Lord. May each one of us enjoy good as we have purchased on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We pray for the wedding that will come up this week, Saturday, of your son and your daughter. Dear God, may you make a way. May you provide for the family, Lord. May you grant unto them all their heart desires. As they come together as husband and wife, we pray, dear God, that you make them an example of a Christian home, dear God. Meet with all their needs, grant all their desires, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Those who are looking forward for such a thing, may their own come also, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting all these petitions. If you service on Wednesday, may be a blessing unto us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. This is greeting from Pastor Montayo of Auchi through Brother Jesuni to the church. God bless you. Also, Sister Eunice Usonda of Ilaro also sent her greetings to the brethren through Sister Oluwadara Simi. God bless you. Well, I don't know. Well, the officials will ask the couple if, depending on their train whatsoever, will determine whether we'll have a wedding practice on Friday. We need to know that one so that we know if we are going to announce wedding practice. You see, we will not stop the tape service, but you know, we are going to have it about 30 minutes. It will be done. God bless you. Shall we practice? M number 364.
Better than you know, I want to. Thank you.